Hello again, Danny Griffith, continuing the series of safety podcasts, the Really series. Give you just a little bit of background on the Really, is sometimes it's hard to kind of even get my head wrapped around some of the stuff that I've seen in my career and been experienced with and involved in. You just have to, like, really? This really happened. This just really happened. So, anyways, that's the reasoning for really. But I'm going to continue on with some safety glasses and why is it important and how many different ways can your eyes be protected from safety glasses. Now, I recognize that a lot of times the stuff that I'm talking about is unique and sort of specific to me as an equipment operator. But just to kind of give some sort of credence to the background of really random occurrences that can occur as outliers, stuff that we often wouldn't think about. And I'll try to bring it back home before we're out of the I section with some stuff that may pertain to others on the job site that are not equipment operators. But this story is from me being at home. I wasn't even on a job site. I was actually doing some work around the house. I had borrowed a friend's skid steer loader. It was actually a New Holland series skid steer loader. I was putting a walkway up to my house. I had actually lived in Ohio for a while on 55 acres. But anyways, I was borrowing a piece of equipment and I was doing some grading in the front yard, and I'm at home. There's nobody telling me to wear safety glasses or no requirement, there's no mandate, there's no OSHA law, there's no guiding documents for me to wear my safety glasses. So why am I wearing my safety glasses? I'm wearing my safety glasses because I like my eyes. I'm wearing my safety glasses because I like my vision. Because I have come to know over that course of time that I've been an equipment operator at that point that it's important. And after my previous experience, I don't need anybody to tell me to wear safety glasses. And my encouragement to you is don't wear safety glasses because it's the rules or it's because it's somebody's telling you to. Wear your safety glasses because you like your eyes. Because you like to see pretty things and you like to experience the world. Your eyes are the windows to your soul. And without eyes, there's not many things that would be easy anymore. And not saying things are easy now, but they just can only imagine if they're not easy. Without eyes, it would be just horrible. So I was running the New Holland, the skid steer up there, and I had the loader arms up and I was grading. And lo and behold, here it happens, the random occurrence. The hydraulic fluid line breaks right in front of my face. The rubber line had worn a hole in it and it shot a high pressure beam of hot hydraulic oil right in my right safety glass lens, where I actually saw the oil splash off of my lens. Now I had to fight my way through the oncoming spray because until I shut the engine off, the pressure was up 2700 PSI or so, whatever that machine runs to rate it at maybe 10 gallons a minute, 15 gallons a minute, till I could shut the machine off. And it just drenched me in hydraulic fluid. I don't know if any of y'all have ever taken a hot hydraulic oil shower. It's kind of like being at the spa, but different. You just strip your clothes off, take three showers with Dawn dish soap on, and then just throw your clothes in the trash. But if I didn't have my safety glasses on, more than likely I would not have vision in my right eye for sure. Whether it would have done more damage than not, I couldn't tell you. But all I know is the fact that I had my safety glasses on, I'm truly believing that it's the difference between me having full vision and not having full vision. Hydraulic oil cut right through, and like I described the eyeball earlier, it's just a really soft ball of tissue that's not really going to provide any sort of protection at all. So, do I expect you to be on a bobcat and needing safety glasses to keep you from getting hit with hydraulic oil? Yeah, probably not. Maybe if you're standing next to a piece of equipment or you're walking by and a hydraulic oil line blows from that and shoots a hot beam of hydraulic oil across a job site, you maybe want to have your safety glasses on. You never know. That's the purpose of these podcasts, is really that really happened. That really happens to people. Yes, it truly does. And I'm one of the people that has had it happen to. So wear your safety glasses because you like your eyes. No other reason. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate and enjoy doing these podcasts. Have a great night.